I have been employed in this early learning program for more than 5 years. I never examined our outdoor play space from an inclusive practice perspective until this past week, when a parent and a three-year-old child that uses mobility devices came to visit the center with the intent of choosing this facility for care. While engaging in the indoor portion of the tour, the child, Emma, maneuvered the space without difficulty. Then, as we entered the outdoor environment, I realized how challenging our outdoor space was for children with mobility devices. Never before had I thought about how our space could segregate children from others. Then I realized the importance of examining the space, equipment, and materials to determine how it supports or inhibits every child in our center. After I completed this inventory, I was better prepared to support all children in engaging in areas that they were comfortable with and encouraging them to try experiences and spaces in new ways. Completing the inventory gave me firsthand experience of why new play spaces need to be designed to support all children in having equivalent options and experiences that contribute to their outdoor play daily. I realized that when the space does not meet the needs of children, that this can contribute to them not feeling confident to use the space or engage with their peers. Over time, this may affect self-regulation skills.